Kardeşim diyor. Yani mesela koşu dayakları yapıyorlar. Arayıp bir işi yapıyor. Çatı kimi, 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 she made the point that we are under no obligation to ratify every single protocol, TT, or green space. We have the right to say no. She was further to say we can even reject certain provisions of clauses of protection. And we can make changes. So I think in future that is something that we would need to bear in mind. I know that a lot of you raised concerns with regard to this and with cheating. So I just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
So do you know what kind of treaty is it, any treaty that we can change at any certain times, or you know, to what extent? Because what is the point, you know, I mean, we do it, but then presumably have to go back then to the other countries for...
Well, what does that reservation mean? Yeah. water. That's the problem. I'm trying to use it. Heavens will be
adding
right now. Okay, why didn't we stop under the...
What do you want us to discuss?
Yes, maybe start with the magistrate.
Oh, the magistrate. Okay.
He's circulated.
Yes, she has.
I think the name of the person is the magistrate.
Okay.
Oh,
shit. I haven't had lunch.
The thing that I think the basic beginning with him is the summary. Because it's really more than number 9. Now, I felt, I mean, the suggestion that I made is to take it on board is to list, and it's taking over a year from a magistrate in charge to then being suspended. So that's listed. Then the point is made, and this is, I thought, is quite interesting, that middle of 9.2 on page 7, this is about the thing about the phone that is the inquiry into the conclusion of the criminal relationship, the related criminal case. Middle of the paragraph, roughly, it says, I believe it's told, however, that the condition of taking the decision in the last of the year. Now, I did query that with the team and went back to check and said, well, that's what they said. However, we do say later on under 9.4, they're not just postponing the disciplinary matter to the criminal inquiry. In the case of the Mawura Morake, they're postponing the work of outcome of the appeal.
That's right.
Now, my worry there is that they were doing that when I looked for the mistake. That's been done since March. So I wanted to check with members that we wish to be sure that we should give them a mistake to the inquiry and operate the And if they did say that, then why are they still confirming or taking not just the disciplinary case but the appeal? So with Marua, it says
Marua, yeah.
Okay. 4th of June 2011, the conduct inquiry commenced and was confirmed for 4th of June 2011. The commission said the mentor told us that in March that the dispute they won't be thrown into the disciplinary case anymore. This is the disciplinary case. My rule is that the disciplinary inquiry is confirmed in the outcome of the criminal matter on appeal, but it's not in the disciplinary. So that's my rule. And the other one was Morate, I think, which was a similar thing post-March, where they, Morate, they extended June. 24th of June, the conduct inquiry continued and the third postponement was granted to 11 July 2011, giving Mr. Morate the opportunity to find his appeal against the condition and provide the proof of the deciding officer of the inquiry. So they're not, if that's what they told us, and I don't remember, they're not sticking to the appeal to appeal.
But I clearly recall that he's saying to us that he is now the apology for it to be concluded. I clearly recall that, but, you know, if others heard the Hebrew, they did it.
Instead of generally their policy, they've taken a decision basically wherever possible from now onwards to do that. But they did also say that there are some times where you cannot do it because witnesses may be affected, evidence might be affected that they need for the criminal case, which might be compromised by the defendants. So they didn't say that. They didn't say that in every single case they will do that. But as a matter of policy, starting point, they won't do.
I do remember them saying that. I remember them also saying that there were cases where the prosecutors had requested them not to do it because of compromising their criminal case. And the evidence then, and this is the dilemma that we face, that the disciplinary action, you need evidence, that evidence is then used for cross-examination purposes in the criminal case. So and it's not only an issue that is germane to the Magistrates Commission, at exactly the same with the Judicial Services Commission. I remember distinctly raising the issue of former Chief Justice Pius Nonga with the Matata case. Remember that took 2-3 years to finish before they even started a disciplinary inquiry in the judiciary. So this is an issue we need to, I fully agree it's unacceptable that disciplinary action takes so long, particularly with appeals, because there the record is complete. There's no reason there. But it's an issue we're going to have to engage with when we meet with the Magistrates Commission. I remember them saying there's a policy that they will not continue with the disciplinary action. I don't think it's for every possible case, but I think that is the policy that they have adopted. It will be useful, and maybe we need to say we will further engage the Magistrates Commission on this issue when we meet with them. All right.
Yeah, look, and I think
that
is
I think the other point that's already made there is more valid, in that even if it was, even if it were to be argued that the evidence could be compromised, it's an appeal process, so there is no more evidence to be looked at. So there really isn't any reason to be. I mean, at that point, it's made,
that's
quite right.
What I'm trying to raise, and maybe I'm not putting it quite properly,
the Commission say the general point, we take the policy decision not to postpone. But it's a policy decision because there may be some reason. But then even subsequent to that decision, they are postponing not just the disciplinary cases, they're postponing not just waiting for criminal trials, but waiting for appeals.
But
hugely important point, and 9.2 of the advantage has been removed a bracket because there's no other bracket.
Wow.
And then I just didn't quite understand 9.8. I'm not quite sure where that comes from, and I'm not quite sure if I understand it correctly. 9.8 committee also notes that it's possible for magistrates to be appointed in the acting capacity despite the finding that they are not fit and proper. Where does that come from? Provided they resign before they are removed. I didn't get that. And then I just wondered whether we should conclude the fact that we are meeting with them on the 17th. I don't know if that's relevant for the report.
I think we should have part of our report.
Was where there's disciplinary action against the magistrate, and they resign, and then they are appointed acting magistrate at a different division,
yeah.
And the minister is not aware that the disciplinary action was not completed against that magistrate and they resigned to avoid that. And I still raise the issue of the Municipal Structures or Systems Act. Yeah. That's correct, yeah.
But how can you sit as a magistrate if you have a disciplinary magistrate?
And then you get redeployed as an acting magistrate. Oh, okay.
But it's wrong. This is wrong. Yeah. Is the magistrate interviewed? He or she interviewed? Getting a little worried, you know.
That the charges that were against the minister's office have also been fired as of today. No, you just.
Excuse me, the police that they came to park who raped that woman and backed her head into their car are still waiting for them.
So,
on the 17th of December, at a meeting on the 17th of December. Sorry, for Christina.
Can we adopt any
of those amendments?
Yeah.
Honourable members, can I have your attention? The proposal is that we put forward three or four amendments to the draft report in front of you. And with those three or four amendments, can we adopt the report? Somebody must move in a second. Moved by Mr. Jeffrey, seconded by.
I'll withdraw from this, and Mr. Davey, and let's have an opposition now. And if you want Steve and.
All right, Steve moved and seconded by Rizal Adams. All right, let's go from here.
Yes, but are we going to get to Steve to find out after that? Steve has been augmented by the opposition. Now, Steve.
Sheila, you're laughing. You must have laughed. He's full of mischief.
I record that.
All right. That's done with that. What's next?
Iran. Yeah, I want to urge that I didn't like the fact that this is pro forma species, which they sort of took off and they really bored with it. When you buy this baby, from TLA, you buy a draft contract, pro forma contract, so they both pro forma species and sort of, there you go. But I think, it's so long ago. In any event, I'm not quite sure what point it is that we don't relate to citizens of South Africa or Iran. But I would need to get on the people.
You're moving what? What are you moving? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
No.
Moving back to the top?
Yes. And if you want to discuss, I thought we discussed it last time. You were saying with the ring.
Well, Jeff says move for the adoption of the woman.
Yeah, okay, well then we can discuss, sorry, I was doing that not to do Russian booking. If members want to discuss it, you can discuss it. You could raise much as you need to go monitoring. You have raised number four, that the third person put in the mechanism in place to monitor the treatment of those patients. But it really applies to, a large number of countries in the world. I'm not sure actually why ACD gets so worried about the Iran and Central Function, because they want to treat them. But basically, there's a number of countries around the world have death penalties. In this case law, I think it was in America that the extradition can't take place unless there's an undertaking from the receiving country that they will not take back the country. So that's already in the extradition. The point is valid about the monitoring regime, but it's not just. Doesn't just apply to Iran, it applies to everywhere. I mean, what part of it? One day you're there, next day you're 200.
That woman, you remember that woman?
Yes.
So I think that we have tried to accommodate the issue by the recommendation you, the department, to investigate putting the mechanism in place to monitor the treatment of the patient. I don't think we can go further than that. But I was interested about the trust rejection of the basis of capital punishment. Is the ACD still
advising the commission? The issue that I raised was about the monitoring, and that was the biggest concern of people. And Iran in particular has got a shocking human rights abuse record of its treatment of prisoners. And I think that I'm not satisfied. The foreign affairs person that attended said there's no mechanism in place. Now, us by saying this mechanism, and yes, it is 12 years or 10 years down the track. But for us to say, investigate the possibility, they say there is no mechanism. There's no possibility of that. So it is a major concern, and obviously we maintain the position we maintain to this. In the presence of British intelligence officers, the person was being extradited to Libya.
Extradition is just put on a plane and take you over. Extradition is a process, it's a legal process.
The concern is, the concern regarding death penalty is adequately probably dealt with given the constitutional court. But my concern is in Iran, they have this history of troubling their extended reports to people, and that is not covered by case law as far as I know. Now, my concern is that there is no guarantee whatsoever. And what my main concern is that the treaty provides that South Africa may refuse to extradite unless it's an undertaking. I don't think it should be an option. I think it should say South Africa shall refuse. to extradite, and this is a guarantee that they won't, as well as a monitoring order. And without those in place, given human rights record of Iran, I really have a serious concern about it. I can't believe that we can be so sloppy in our negotiations. The other thing that concerns me is the fact that, according to the representative of the department last time around, Iran specifically wished the director for the death penalty to be removed from this. Now, why?
Well, under 3, extradition can be refused unless the requesting state undertakes a sufficient assurance that the person should not be detained without trial, tortured, or treated as punishment in the name of the enemy.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Often. But, yeah, I think whilst the death penalty is there in our case, I think the removal of body parts would get into the case or see if anyone bothers to in the case. No, it would be basically the person is executed takes a long time. They presumably would be able to, if the character was not getting money, they would presumably be able to get to court to the order and the body. Fits in the same category as the capital punishment. So,
you have the same kind of this, the job?
What are we going to do?
We've raised a whole lot of concerns in our report, by the way, including, amongst other things, the fact that there was an inordinate delay in this treaty. Secondly, that there needs to be a mechanism found that would allow Parliament to somehow be involved prior to the actual signing of this treaty, because that's where the problem lies. You see, because now, when I raised this earlier before you arrived, Jeffrey pointed out that no, we're actually not allowed to amend anything. So, all we can do is either approve or reject, and then there's the assurance the clause, and that Zirko must involve in monitoring.
We could strengthen 4 by saying especially like another sentence saying especially in cases, there must be specifically in cases where the death penalty applies or where the time takes. And what's the unusual and cruel are possible. Concern is that we may refuse. I mean, what are the chances that we will?
Thank you.
first time the court closed the defendant goes to the
second.
So there is that filthy, quite correct.
Yes,
but then the final instance, like it's now with the foreign affairs and the director, that takes the decision
after the court
process.
Court.
Same in South Africa. Yes. You have the extradition, then it goes to the minister for final decision.
But it doesn't get to the minister.
Yeah, the minister can be appealed to.
The minister is the post of tradition. He gives a decision, and that decision is normally taken on appeal. That's, I've been part of that process.
So the decision can be taken on appeal.
All of them will review that decision just to delay the process.
Yeah.
Mainly your pedophile. The monitoring is, as Daniel has said, relates to the imposition of the punishment. But we are saying the monitoring goes beyond that. Like in the Diwani case, there was a whole thing about the detention of the prison. Yes, it was in terms of a prison, but I'm concerned about the detention, what goes on in the prison. But it's not merely the capital punishment issue, it's the torture that goes on, that is well recorded by Amnesty International, what goes on in many countries, and in particular the Iranian prisons are known. So how do we address that in the resolution?
Well, that's what four does.
The JJ has recommended the imposing of punishment. It should not also be any inhumane or cruel treatment, whether it's punishment or whether it's in detention. And then
Mine says the committee that reviews the Department of International Law should investigate putting a mechanism in place to monitor the treatment of those incidents.
Yeah, I've changed my mind on the one that they keep forward with these laws. Because the problem is going to be, I mean, okay, as he said, it's not just when the person is what punishment they got, but unfortunately, that is like accused probably every country in the world, including ourselves. Hence, we want to be why it's talking about how we look at people. And it basically is up to.
So we are
that's what we're looking at now. If you don't want your party views recorded or decision, you want it recorded in the report or.
The other thing is to search the house, so when it goes to the floor of the house, the party
can ask for an opportunity to. I thought when this is aside from this, when we were discussing info, I thought this was the kind of thing that Mario was referring to. No, we're discussing this while we're waiting for the tsunami. We're not suggesting it must come in yet. Smart cell.
I mean, see, I think we did not have it.
But you have it there.
I think we could look at revising our institutions for American business to make sure that
the Americans have got they're eating a prison in Poland, a facility. You know, they don't need Poland has a base. They think they don't know about it, but Poland is one of them. Soviet. And one of those sun countries, I'm not sure which one, Tajikistan or.
But I don't know if that movie rendition is a good one. I mean, I don't think anyone saw it on DVD, they're both documentary. When you come to a German guy, a Muslim guy, and you live on holiday somewhere in the Mediterranean, and he always wants to have a statement, and he said, they interviewed him, and he basically got suspected of being a Muslim fundamentalist. And on holiday, he gets shipped off to Afghanistan, and kept in an American prison in Afghanistan.
Sure.
And then he manages to convince the American commander that he's actually. So then what they do is they go and take him back and they drop him on the other small forms of the other countries. They drop him, I think, on the Bosnian border. And they say, okay, they drop him on the border and they say, walk. Even though they're going to shoot him in the back of what they don't do. And that's how he gets to eat. European court of human rights.
That's what I'm asking to check on now.
Can we also note that our leader at the ATP is concerned about countries
like Honourable members,
the rules of silence on whether a party's position can be recorded in the report. So, I mean, you have. Just vote on it and then elsewhere we'll record your reason. Yeah. Is that okay? Alright. Okay, Mr. Jeffrey, I think you moved and seconded by. No, Mr. Sibagnoni is seconding you.
I mean, there's two agreements. So there's a mutual legal assistance one as well as the execution. We don't have any problem with the legal assistance.
Oh, there's two. All right, let me put the one there. Let me put the mutual legal assistance in criminal matters first. Mr. Jeffrey, are you still moving that one?
Here's
the
one
in
court.
That's
maybe you need to take a paragraph.
House ratifies the mutual legal assistance in criminal matters and the execution treaty, rather than say the treaty.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I forget that when it comes to the house, that then, I don't know, it should have been separated from it, because it seems like mutually this is an animal, and the tradition is, maybe all this is about the expedition, maybe we should have two reports, okay? The first report is on the mutually assistance, it's going to be recommended to the house that time to mutually assistance.
Alright, let me put that to you. Are we all agreeing? Oh, unanimous. Okay.
Then the second one is
this report before. Mr. Jeffrey moves. Mr. Sibagnoni, are you seconding? Alright. All those in favor, please raise their hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those against? 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Done.
It's done. What else is there? None. Nothing else.
The legal aid guide was already in the report.
Well, let me. We're waiting on. Poor Christine is under unnecessary stress. Alright. Honourable members, I've tried to engage with Advocate Nongosi Kachwaya on the matter of the Deputy Public Protector's salary and benefits. The Public Protector herself will not make tomorrow's meeting. She has an urgent matter in Cape to attend. When the Advocate Kachwaya raised the matter, eventually the Deputy Public Protector agreed not to be here tomorrow. And they then said they would send the CEO, and the Advocate Pechuayo explained that that might still be problematic. Well, it's an official putting forward the salary and benefits of the Deputy Public Protector. Should be the Public Protector. So we
postpone.
Not about a break. We may have something else here waiting for you, right? Okay. Yeah, and then how is he going to respond to the back end, stuff like that? Is he in a position to do it? There's all that, you see? Alright? So I'm grateful to Advocate Chris Wire for his assistance. I wasn't looking for it tomorrow. I really wasn't. Okay. What are we going to do tomorrow?
Can we not see
the Christine's report on legal aid?
Yeah.
You'll be ready?
Okay. Yeah, I did ready. But this is kind of a good thing.
Yes.
If you save some time there, with you, when you came up with the legal aid for your client, where the limited to effect of the debt, it came up earlier before the committee, I think it was 2009. Okay. It turned into a Pacha.
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 Yes, it's a Pacha.
The committee had concerns, and basically, my understanding is the minister is withdrawing because you can't amend the code.
Oh, that's what is withdrawing.
You can't amend the code, it's a sexual issue.
Okay.
So rather than rejecting, the minister is withdrawing and he will be saved. My understanding from the ministry is that they will do the formal process, bring it to us informally before it's tabled, agree that to say this is what it is, so that if you've got further amendments,
My request still stands with them. It's high time the minister visited them. There's a list of things I want to add and things I want to ask for. Then, in addition, although one doesn't usually raise something just because it's in the media, the whole matter of contention between the NDC and the corporate union and the quite clear tensions and difficulties between the deputy NDCC, really, and the NDCC, and the actions in respect of Mr. North Molele and KZN, really deserve our attention. I mean, when something is covered to this degree, but also in the kind of depth and the sub-frequency, it is quite clear that there's a difficulty. Moreover, that difficulty is part and parcel of what it happened in our own committee. If you remember last year at the tabling of the strategic plan of the National Prosecuting Authority, I'm the person who asked the NDPG why he was stopping all the heads of the unit. A week or two later, I pointed out to the minister that in that strategic plan, the NDPG said that he had already disbanded the ethics of the unit. It was then that the minister went to see the NPA and came back and assured us in his budget speech that year, last year, that they remained, those units remained the pillars of the fight against crime and corruption. Then the next thing that happened was the president dealt with it, as I did in the House, and he said that no unit would be disbanded until the ministerial performance, what do you call that, agreement had been concluded. After they were concluded, the Ministry of Justice always justifies everything that happens in terms of outcome three. Everybody feels warm and lovely in South Africa. And under that provision, it is the case that the units have consistently still been disbanded. So there is a whole history which comes from our committee sittings. And it is quite clear to me, at any rate, that things are not right. But at the corporate to unit, my information from within the broader NPA is that it's not a healthy place. And I would like to ask you to apply your mind to how we can best deal with it. I do not believe that we can just sit watching. We will have annual reports soon and hearings to see that anyone could arguably deal with it there. But if you would just think about it.
There is other issues. There's another one that concerns me as well, and that's the recent revelation that the public protector doesn't have sufficient funding to continue an investigation. Now, she's apparently asked for emergency funding from Treasury, but I don't know if we can wait until the budget review process for that to happen, and I was wondering whether there's anything we can do from outside to assist with that. I mean, maybe the CEO can come brief us on that one. Because, you know, maybe we can help all make some recommendations to Treasury. I don't know if we are able to do something like that. Or, you know, I think we need to find out what the extensions of the constraints are, how it's affecting their daily operations.
Well, it makes our motivation easier. Public protector and budget shortfall.
You know my position on putting money where it's a fee and that's small for the populated area, putting money for the
Where are we with constitutional 18 to
make? Well,
because
they have, I think it's on my constitution.
Constitutional 18. So how can we be debating something that we've advertised in common?
The issue is that the minister wants the Minister of Higher Education wants to open the amendment to be passed before the start of the
academic year.
Now they have that the minister and the
NEC, the Sydney Memorandum, took a decision that they don't want to implement that bill until the 18th Amendment is passed. I personally don't think that's necessary, because the 18th Amendment simply makes it a national legislative competency. They don't want to implement the FEC Amendment Bill. FEC Amendment Bill removes FECs from the NECs to the Minister, National Minister of Higher Education. The 18th Amendment deals with the legislative competency. So in future, an FEC Amendment Bill would be dealt with in terms of Section 75. The current one is in terms of 76. But I suppose their concern is until the 18th Amendment is, while they can implement the FEC Amendment Bill without the 18th having come into effect, provinces can legislate on FECs. And I think that's what they want to avoid. There would be a potential lacuna where, with due respect, Western Cape could, although as far as I understand they're in agreement with the changes, could pass a Western Cape further education and training bill. So basically clear, the idea was to, and it's passed it so that the NCRT has enough time to deal with it as they will deal with the FEC. They need a full term because they need provincial mandates and everything else for the constitution amendment. So the hope was if we can try and do it, if we can't, we can't. This is a controversy. But the hope was that we have the, I think people have gotten until the 13th.
Yes. Public hearings on the 13th.
Is the hearings on the 13th or the 14th? Okay.
Deadline 13th.
Deadline 13th on the 14th. But on the 14th,
we could hopefully finalize it. There was a problem with, it's a one-liner, there was a problem with the wording. There is a new wording that Bonani distributed from the department, which we need to look at. I don't know if everybody has seen. And I think particularly could the opposition parties look at it, because it was DA and Western Cape that were particularly, Western Cape, if you saw the submissions of the Premier's office, they were concerned about the unforeseen consequences. It was basically teacher support. They didn't want that to inadvertently go national as well.
So the debate is on the 20th?
And the debate then is on the 20th, provided we can finalize it.
Okay.
The problem
was around the way it was worded was it said schools. So there was a problem of what about preschool, and then the issue was what is a school? You have medical school, you have law school. The intention is not that they will be provincial competencies. So I think they've done it now as grade R to grade 12 is provincial.
Okay. Without putting unnecessary stress on anyone, where are we with the position?
What?
And
we're at the point where I feel like my students are going to be able to say, yeah, this is something that you, now that you have released,
that's what I'm asking.
Some of those mergers have released the members.
Yeah.
I suppose we should look at time and time.
Okay. No, I qualified it. I said without putting unnecessary stress on it. You must check with John Fubb. John Fubb chairs trade ministry. And John Fubb works until 9 at night. Every day.
I know, that's what you can
imagine. Yes. You have a committee?
No.
So when he was missing from info, that's where he was. Yes. They say John is a slave driver. They say, oh, that shit was in the yeah. Anyway. Honourable members, I don't have anything else.
Just one option, saying that this one can be that still on the production of the things that we're doing now.
No. When is the 20th?
20th is Tuesday.
Tuesday. Bloemfontein is the week before.
No, that week. But it's Wednesday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday after that. Right? Come back on the
23rd.
Okay, come back on the 23rd, right. Come home and go home on the 23rd. Okay.
One other thing to see, what is happening with that private speaking?
Yes, I'm not sure myself. We need to check. Finally, all right, where are we with it? I'm not sure who I should ask. The ministry? Let me see that. Are you able to assist us there? Not now, but try and ascertain where we are with it. It's cyber treaty, cyber crime treaty. We'll get Bonani to give you the details. Finally, listen to me about Blackberry. Well, budget report. All right. I'll tell you just now.
And then clearly, the other issue that would be coming that we would have to deal with the quarter of the term. With graduates and magistrates' salary increases. I think everybody knows the commission making 5% for everybody. what our role is? Well, in terms of the judges and magistrates, the more complicated procedure, the president approves the draft of the proclamation. That draft of the proclamation then comes to both houses of parliament to approve the report in the country. They can't get there until both houses approve it. So we have to do that.
They don't record our laughter, so that's fine. Let me switch the board.
I don't know.